Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good afternoon.
That's right, it's good afternoon,
isn't it?
We always do these in the morning. And by telephone today, we have Governor Mark Dayton. Thank you for joining us today.
I'm very glad to be with you. Thank you.
So we are just anxious to find out, is the special session that's been kicked around for a while, is it going to happen?
Well, that's a good way to put it. It's been kicked around for almost 3 months now. And the short answer is we'll know a lot more tomorrow when the four caucus leaders and I meet, see if there's any light at the end of this tunnel. But it's the same impasse that we've had that caused the bonding bill not to pass in the regular legislative session. Issues over earmarking of transportation projects and metro transit. So I'm hoping people will shine a bright light on those questions tomorrow and we'll get an answer. But otherwise, we're really running out of time here.
Yeah, I mean, is there a, well, you're kind of bumping up against where people are going to be out doing campaigning, and that kind of shuts the door on it, doesn't it?
Exactly. And of course, this has been about the campaign since the impasse of the legislative session. You know, the people out, especially in some of the more rural parts of the state, who think that killing the Southwest Light Rail Line is some government boondoggle is going to enhance their reelection prospects. And it's just very, very unfortunate because, you know, the whole state depends upon the metro area. The whole state depends upon Mankato and Worthington and other communities being vital. And to choke off the vitality, economic and social, of the metropolitan area for lack of transportation options is just really short-sighted.
I was reading in our very own local newspaper, the Free Press, that Southwest Light Rail is actually being paid for with, like, I don't know, a half-cent sales tax. Is that right? Is it being paid sort of by the metro area then, in a sense?
Well, the five metro counties formed an organization, the acronym is CTIB, a while back, and so they raised revenues through a local sales tax, which is gone to metro transit projects, including the light rail lines, including rapid bus transit and the like. What Senate proposed at the end of the last legislative session was giving the counties the ability to raise the sales tax by another fraction of a cent in order to have additional revenues to put in this project. And basically, we're just asking the rest of Minnesota, let the people who are the principal beneficiaries of say the Southwest Line, which is basically Hennepin County, let them vote to raise their own sales tax for the purpose of funding this project. There's not any state money directly being proposed to be put into this project. And again, it's just really the election, re-election politics, in my view, driving the intransigence here.
Thank you so much for helping us out today with Rural Minnesota Radio.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Marnie. And please have me back.
Thank you very much.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.